Hey, it's Francis Lam, and this is Splendid Table Selects, our mini podcast on the stuff that makes us better cooks and eaters. Well, the holidays came and went. The new year started a couple weeks ago, and now it's just winter. For two-thirds of the country or so, anyway, it's cold and dark, and you've probably got a stuffy nose. But do not despair, because we have something today that will cure all that ails you. It's a soup that people obsess over, including our producer, Sally Swift. Have a listen to her conversation with the food writer, Anna Thomas, about her beloved green soup.
Hi, Anna. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
So I was very intrigued by an article that you wrote on green soups. Can you tell me what the story behind them are?
Well, you know, I've been making these green soups, and there are a number of them. It's a whole category of soup. And I've been making them for years and years now, but I remember when it really got started for me. And it's when I had this little house up in Idlewild in the mountains, and my son was going to school there, and we used to go up there, and cold in the winter up in the mountains. And it was one of those gray, cold days. Not one of those beautiful winter days, but one of those damp, awful winter days. And the holidays were over, and my jeans were tight because I'd eaten too many cookies. And, you know, I just felt, ugh, I needed to do something. And thank God I had been to the farmer's market, and I had all these greens in the refrigerator. So I did the thing that every Polish cook does. I started cutting up onions. I mean, that's how you start everything, right? And I started cutting up onions and sautéing them and caramelizing them. And I started washing my greens. And I thought, this is going to be a soup. And I made a soup out of, it was probably kale and chard and maybe spinach. Maybe it was the Triple Crown, my favorite, you know, combination. And it was so wonderful. I felt so much better right away. You know, I really felt great. And it was delicious. And I started making versions of that soup all the time. I ate it all winter. I thought, this is fantastic. This is my new diet plan. More green soup, less of everything else.
Is it medicinal for you at all?
You know, it feels like the greatest tasting medicine in the world. I mean, they were very simple green soups. They didn't have a lot of complication, a lot of ingredients, but they had a ton of greens.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because it's not as simple. You have a real technique for this, and you have actually come up with a basic green soup base that you can riff
yeah.
on. But I want you to talk yeah. through that, because you have a couple things that I think are interesting. Namely, one are those caramelized onions, and the second is rice.
Yeah.
So talk us through quickly
yeah.
that basic soup.
Yeah. I caramelized a couple of onions. I cut them up, and I really, you know, put them in with just a little bit of olive oil in a pan and took my time. This is one of those things you do while you're answering your email. You know, you don't have to be paying that much attention, but you have to let it have the right amount of time. I always tell people, when you think you're done caramelizing those onions, go another half hour.
So slow heat. A little bit of fat and slow heat.
And cover them to sweat them a little and keep the moisture in, because you don't want them drying out so much that they burn before they have time to really soften up and caramelize. What you'll end up with is sort of an onion jam. And all you've done is put onions in a little olive oil with a pinch of salt.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't added anything. They just turn into this lovely, dark, rich, caramelly-colored sort of onion marmalade.
So you get
the onions
going.
Are going. You wash up all your greens. If it's kale, you take it off the stems. If it's spinach, you just cut it up, charred. You know, your call. You can take it off the stems or not. And, you know, you use a lot of greens. I usually ask for about at least two big bunches of greens mm-hmm. in a pot of soup. And it's fantastic. And then some water and some vegetable broth. This makes some of its own vegetable broth, so you don't have to add a ton. And those two or three tablespoons of arborio rice. It cooks in with the greens, it turns very soft, and when you puree the whole thing, you know, when you put your immersion blender in there and you puree it all, it gives the soup this silky, creamy texture. And of course, there's no cream in it, but it has this wonderful velvety texture from that I love. And then I season it. A little sea mm-hmm. salt, a little pepper, a pinch of cayenne, and always a little bit of lemon juice. And how much just depends on, you know, how sour your lemons are. Mm-hmm. It is such a great soup. And then what I do is when I cook it, I don't use too much olive oil in the actual cooking process. But when I serve the soup, I drizzle a little bit of unheated olive oil on top. And the taste of that fresh olive oil, the olive oil that has not been heated, is entirely different. It's the juice of the olive. And it just is wonderful. It completely wakes up all the flavors in the soup.
That soup sounds simply delicious. Thank you for joining us, Anna.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
That was our managing producer, Sally Swift, with cookbook author and filmmaker, Anna Thomas. And if you want to make that soup, Anna's recipe is on our website, splendidtable.org, and it's called Basic Green Soup. Thank you for listening today, and here's a little quote from the late Laurie Colvin, who once said, "There's nothing like soup. It is by nature eccentric. No two are ever alike, unless, of course, you get your soup in a can." So make your soup. Be well, and see you next time. I'm Francis Lamb. All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.